This is LaJean and Valora Cole from LaJean and Valora Cole Ministries. We host an amazing show called Prophetic Moments with LaJean and Valora on the Charisma Podcast Network. Did you know that for 40 years, Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement?
Would you rather read a book or listen to it? We like having the choice of both. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. LaJean and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app so that we have access at all times.
So join us by downloading the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. This is a story about the death of one of the leaders in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. Dr. Francis McNutt died at 94 years old in January. Hear more about the legacy he leaves behind.
Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. Again, that's tmin.live/home.
Dr. Francis Scott McNutt died on January 12, 2020, at 94 years old. McNutt was a leader in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal and led a healing prayer ministry. He's the author of several charismatic books, including Healing in 1974. McNutt was born on April 22, 1925, and when he grew up, he became a Catholic priest. In 1967, McNutt's life took a dramatic turn when he experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit at a Camp Farthest Out conference. At that conference, he met Agnes Sanford, who was a pioneer in the healing prayer and pastoral care movement, and who eventually became his mentor. Around 8 years later, while speaking about the Holy Spirit at a conference, he met Judith Sewell, a psychotherapist and missionary. The two fell in love and became a spiritual power couple in the charismatic community. McNutt's ministry touched countless Catholics, leading them to be filled with the Spirit. According to his ministry, and I quote, "Francis adored his wife Judith and delighted in being a father to their beloved children Rachel and David, to whom he imparted wisdom, encouragement, and faith. Together as a family, they grew in the shelter of one another, always loving with his love and forgiving with his grace. During his final weeks, Francis was comforted by the surrounding love and prayers of his family and friends." Read more about Francis McNutt at charismanews.com. Tune in next time. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.